It's 2:06 on Talk Radio 790 KABC. You're listening to the John Phillips Show. John is away this week. He'll be back on Monday. It's Randy Wang here till 3. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. 1-800-222-5222. Coming up later this hour, we're going to give you the opportunity to pick Thursday's bumper music on Throwback Thursday. I'll be back filling in on Thursday. Larry O'Connor will be here tomorrow. Right now, I got a little present for you. Does anybody want Eagles tickets? 790 KABC welcomes the Eagles playing Hotel California, beginning to end. That the song or the album? I think the album. Plus greatest hits at the Forum, October 15th, 16th, and 19th. Right now, caller number 9 at 888-790-5222 gets a pair of tickets to the Eagles on October 19th. Enjoy them. Have fun. Good luck dialing. And make sure they play Ticket to the Limit. It is October. It is time for people to start thinking about Halloween. My brother, who's still in his 20s, is one of those people in Southern California who spends every possible minute either going to Fright Fest or Halloween Horror Nights or the Haunted Hayride, which is still a thing. I don't think he does Disneyland because, well, Disneyland got expensive, people. But, you know, it's a very festive time. It's time to celebrate and, you know, we didn't really get to celebrate Halloween last year, so it's really important that people go all out. And that's why I wanted to bring you this update from the Wicked Witch of the West Coast. Dr. Barbara Ferrer on Thursday gave a press briefing and mentioned that, hey, you can celebrate Halloween this year if you celebrate it safely.
In closing, we can go on to the next slide. I want to note that the fall holidays are close. I know residents of all ages are looking forward to celebrating Halloween, and we're fortunate that there are many safe ways to have a fun time this holiday. We're fortunate that there are many safe ways to have a fun time this holiday.
Did Dorothy throw the bucket of water on her?
The safest activities will be those that are outside, including outdoor costume parties, pumpkin patch visits, outdoor ghost tours, hay rides, and trick-or-treating when done safely.
Okay, so you can do trick-or-treating this year. That's a big deal. She said famously, you cannot trick-or-treat last year and shut down Halloween, took the candy right out of the kids' mouths last year.
It's best to set up trick-or-treat events outdoors and limit treats to commercially packaged.
You'd think after a year and a half of doing these press conferences every week, she'd get better at it. I mean, I know what I sounded like my first year in broadcasting, but come on.
It's best to set up trick-or-treat events outdoors and limit treats to commercially packaged non-perishable items.
No apples. Not going to happen.
You could set up stations with individually packaged bags so trick-or-treaters can grab and go at each stop.
So there's no actual trick-or-treating in your trick-or-treating? You got to do what some people do when they're not at home. They just leave the bucket on a chair and say, please take one. I told this story before, but it's my favorite story. 2 years ago, we didn't want to deal with the trick-or-treaters, and we decided to go hang out at our neighbor's house. So we put down a big bowl of the good stuff, the Hershey's, the Twix bars, the Kit Kats, the Reese's. I mean, who are we kidding? The Reese's is by far the best of all the candies. And I thought, oh, it's all going to be gone. And it wasn't all gone by the time we got back a few hours later, but some really crafty kids, they didn't just take my candy, they deposited into the bowl the candy they didn't want. So even though I did not purchase any Smarties, any Dots, any Jujubes, somehow, some way, they were in my bowl, and I was missing a lot more Twix than I thought I would. But I respect that. Plus, the less candy that was in that bowl means the less candy that I was going to consume like a madman that night, which means those kids saved me from getting diabetes.
You could set up stations with individually packaged bags so trick-or-treaters can grab and go at each stop. And that way,
there won't be any trick-or-treat. There won't be any smell my feet. There won't be any, oh, what a cute costume you've got. Just grab the candy and move on.
At each stop. And that way, it's easier for them to keep a distance from other trick-or-treaters.
These does not sound well. Did she get a COVID test before doing this?
At each stop. And that way, it's easier for them to keep a distance from other trick-or-treaters.
Oh, maybe she's just getting in the spirit for Halloween because she's going as a corpse. Okay, even that one probably went too far. My inner John Phillips is showing.
These outdoor activities are all safer than doing things indoors, like haunted house tours, indoor costume parties, and spooky indoor performances. So whenever possible, aim to be outside, particularly if you're with individuals, including children, that are not yet vaccinated. You can find additional guidance for celebrating the holiday safely on our website at the link at the bottom of this slide. Next slide.
What happened here?
Next slide.
Does not sound like a well woman. The picture of health, of course, is LA County's Director of Public Health, Barbara Ferrer, who makes a meager salary as a public servant of $435,000 a year plus benefits. Now, a few days later, they actually happened to release the full guidance from the LA County Department of Public Health, having a spooky and COVID-safe Halloween guidance for families and individuals. Now, let me just say at the outright, these are not regulations. These are not mandates. These are not rules. These are just the LA County Department of Health's recommendations. So as I read to you, some of your options for having a spooky and COVID-safe Halloween, you just let me know at 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. If you will be following Dr. Barbara Ferrer's recommendations, how will you be celebrating Halloween? Are you going to do what the Wicked Witch of West LA wants? Are you going to do what you want? Let us know. This guide has suggestions on how to reduce your risk of COVID-19 while celebrating Halloween. Luckily, many Halloween activities can be held outside, but there are still risks to consider, especially with the level of COVID-19 circulating in the community. When planning your Halloween activities, think about you and your family's level of risk and remember where COVID-19 spreads more easily. Closed spaces with poor airflow, crowded places with many people nearby. What about West Hollywood? Is that going to happen this year? Close contact settings, especially when people are talking, laughing, screaming, or breathing heavily close together. If there are unvaccinated persons in your household, choose the safer Halloween options. This is especially important for unvaccinated older adults or people with certain medical conditions or unvaccinated persons with weakened immune systems. Some of the safer Halloween options are situations where it's easier to keep a distance from others, wear a face mask correctly, and avoid mixing with a lot of different people, especially if you don't know their vaccination status and recent risks. Some of those ideas for a safer Halloween include do a scavenger hunt. You can give your kids a list of Halloween-themed things to look for outdoors, like different types of decorations, and you can keep a distance from people outside your household. Okay? I don't think anyone wants to do that. You can hold a virtual costume party online. I think the last thing people want to do on any kind of holiday is more Zoom. We're all Zoomed out. You can exchange candy with families you know. Are there families you don't know? Drop off a Halloween treat at the doorstep to surprise the kids. I don't know if I want any of the candies that my uncle makes, because those candies will do more than give you a sugar high, if you know what I mean. Trick or treat inside your home by handing candy for your kids to find. For a fun surprise, hide yourself too. Somebody wrote this. Somebody's getting paid way more than you and me at the LA County Department of Public Health to have such recommendations for how to have a safe Halloween as have your children trick-or-treat inside and you should hide yourself in a closet to give them a scare. That is an actual recommendation from the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. You going to follow any of these recommendations from the fake doctor? 800-222-KABC is the phone number. 1-800-222-5222. Okay, you don't like the scavenger hunt. You don't want to do a Zoom party. You don't want to exchange candy with your uncle and your second cousin. You don't want to trick-or-treat at home. How about a spooky movie night or a Halloween crafting night or a pumpkin carving with the whole family? Yeah, that's not as fun as candy. How about you organize a neighborhood costume parade outdoors? Don't forget to physically distance. Bring and wear a face mask in case it gets crowded. Okay, even the LA County Department of Public Health knows that you're not going to do any of those things, because if you've got children, even the people that are big children, Halloween is about trick-or-treating, about going door-to-door, showing off your costume, and getting some candy. So they admit, right after all these safe Halloween options, that, okay, let's give you some rules for trick-or-treating, because we know you really want to do that. Door-to-door trick-or-treating brings many different households into close contact, especially when people gather on doorsteps and walkways or congregate at popular sites. Trunk-or-treating, where trick-or-treaters go from car to car instead of door-to-door, can have similar risks. I have never heard of trunk-or-treating, and maybe that's something that happened in your neighborhood. I don't know. It sounds like the beginning of a different kind of horror movie. Don't we spend all of developmental years telling kids not to get into vans for candy? And yet we're recommending that right here at the Department of Public Health. Will you be following the fake doctor's public health restrictions, recommendations for Halloween? 800-222-KABC. Here are some ways that you can make these activities safer. Keep your group small. Limit your group to your immediate household or to a small group that you know well. Avoid mixing with many different families. Don't be afraid to ask about people's vaccination status and recent risks before deciding who is safe to trick or treat with. Wear a face mask. Be creative and make your face mask a part of your costume. A costume mask is not a substitute for a face mask that protects against COVID-19. Very important here. Do not wear a costume mask over a face mask. It can make breathing more difficult. So let's say you're going to be Thor. You're going to be Spider-Man or another incredible member of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You need to wear a mask over your mask. If you've got the Spider-Man getup and you've got the really nice one, you've got to put a surgical mask over that Spider-Man mask. Don't put the surgical mask under the Spider-Man mask because, well, that might be dangerous to your breathing. I don't think you're going to be able to sell that one on the kids. Bobby, Susie, I know you're really, really, really excited to show off your Hello Kitty costume and your Superman costume, but you're going to have to wear these as well. Maybe you can knit a face mask and it'll look like the costume. Maybe there's something we can do here, but I don't know if anyone's going to be doing that one. Wear a mask over your mask is the official recommendation from the LA County Department of Public Health. Will you be following Dr. Barbara Ferrer's recommendations this Halloween with your children? 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. We're not done, not by a long shot. Make sure that everyone in your group wears a face mask consistently and correctly. If your group includes different households, especially if there are people who are not fully vaccinated, keep your distance from other groups of trick-or-treaters. Wait on the sidewalk at least 6 feet from other groups. Don't gather with other groups on porches and at front doors. No selfie with another kid because you have the same costume. Not doing that this year. That's not going to happen. Keep your hands clean. Carry hand sanitizer so kids can clean their hands while trick-or-treating. Remind kids not to eat or touch their face with unclean hands. Yeah, good luck with that one. Be flexible. If a house or street is crowded, come back later or go to a less crowded street. Okay, there's some anxiety for you, everybody. The really popular house that you know gives out the king-size candy bars. I got one in my neighborhood. Don't go there because too many kids will be congregating. You go over to the fun size house or the house that gives out those necklaces with the candy. Avoid indoor spaces. Treaters, if you want to give out treats, think about the level of risk you're willing to take. If you greet people at the door, you will be in close contact with many different people. If you're not fully vaccinated or you're high risk for getting sick from COVID, offer safer Halloween choices. You can reduce your risk when giving out treats by giving treats outdoors. Set up a grab-and-go treat station outside the door. Place goodie bags at least 6 feet away from you or your families to pick up. I've never heard anybody describe Halloween candy as a goodie bag, so I don't know what she's talking about. Wear a face mask if you answer the door to trick-or-treaters. Consider wearing a N95 mask. Use tape to mark spots 6 feet apart on your way to the door where people can wait like you're at a pharmacy. Use fun ways to give the candy while keeping your distance, such as sliding the candy down a wrapping paper tube into trick-or-treat bags. Maybe you could get a fishing rod and put each piece of candy on the fishing pole and just reel it out to the kids. Will that work? Those are just some of the recommendations from Dr. Barbara Ferrer, who makes $435,000 a year to advise you on how to have a safe and spooky Halloween away from the Rona. Will you be following any of these recommendations? 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Mary in Orange, you're on the John Phillips Show.
Oh, hi. I thought of a good thing to do when the trick-or-treaters come up to the door and they say trick-or-treat, just say, well, show me the trick, and then you'll get the treat.
What's the trick?
They have to come up with one.
Can they do that socially distanced?
As long as they're 6 feet away.
All right, Mary, thanks so much for the call. 800-222-KABC. Mike in Long Beach, you're on the John Phillips Show.
All right. You know, this everything you read just made my skin crawl from the poltergeist lady that's getting paid $435,000 a year to tell me how to celebrate Halloween with my children. And I got three kids that are still trick-or-treat age. I throw an adult party the night before Halloween in my backyard, and my garage turns into a nightclub. My last name's Gallo, so it's Galloween. So I'll tell you about that in a second, but it's a lot of fun. But trick-or-treating in my neighborhood consists of going to everybody's house that has their porch light on, and there's no social distancing. I mean, this is ridiculous, especially after all we've been through. This Halloween is going to be one of the biggest trick-or-treat nights, and I'm on the border of Orange County and Long Beach, so I'm like, I'm a throw stone away from Rossmore and Los Alamitos, so I could jump into that neighborhood where they give out king-size candy bars to the kids. So I'm jacked up. I laugh at those rules.
I had a feeling that Orange County has better candy than Los Angeles County. So, Mike, I got to assume then you will not be advising your trick-or-treaters to wear a mask over their mask?
No. And I would love to know the person that did write all this stuff. And just have a nice conversation, maybe buy them a beer, but it will probably have to be 6 feet apart with a mask on to have that conversation. I don't know who thinks of this stuff. I'm telling you, thank you for reading that because it made me feel so much better about myself.
I got to imagine the busybody that wrote this is a member of the Fun Police. It wouldn't even accept that beer.
Oh, I can guarantee they probably have already ordered the plastic shield for their porch, and they have a little cutout where they're going to give the candy bags. Whoever's going to follow those rules are going to have that on their porch. I guarantee it.
Well, Mike, it sounds like you're going to have a fantastic Halloween. Enjoy it for me.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
800-222-KABC is the phone number. 1-800-222-5222. The fake doctor wants you to have a spooky and COVID-safe Halloween, making sure that you're socially distanced, your kids are wearing masks over their masks, and you're probably best to not even serve the candy at the door. Just put it out in a bowl. Make sure they have that goodie bag well away. Will you be following any of these restrictions? Also, no haunted houses, people. You got to stay outside. No indoors for you. My buddy Oscar texted me, the fake doctor treats us like drooling idiots. That's why she says what she does. Fake Dr. Barbara Ferrer.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Has put out some new guidance saying that if you're going to celebrate Halloween, make sure you're social distancing, make sure your kids have masks over their masks. Maybe you shouldn't even have them knock on your door. If you do, you should have 6 feet markers and duct tape so they know to stay distance. And don't go to any haunted houses. Will you be following any of these restrictions? Randy in Oxnard, you're on the John Phillips Show.
Hey there, Randy. I just want to say a cosmic killjoy this Barbara Ferrer is. Wow. Just unbelievably drab. So I think we should all dress up in Barbara Ferrer costumes and terrify kids.
Now, what would the Barbara Ferrer costume be, Randy?
Well, it'd be something that looks vaguely hippie-ish, and they would also have to look like they're kind of half dead. So give them, corpse makeup in the face, and then they'd have to go around saying stuff like Barbara Ferrer says it, or you have a recording of it.
Now, when you're wearing the Barbara Ferrer costume with the wig, should you also be holding up your social welfare degree?
Yes, you should have it printed out in big print to kind of brag on it to everybody. And you should be behind a clear plexiglass shield.
Should she have a stethoscope?
Indeed. Something that she hasn't earned and doesn't know how to use. Yes.
All right, Randy, doesn't sound like you're following these rules at all. Thanks so much for the call.
No, thank you.
800-222-KABC is the phone number, 1-800-222-5222. When we come back, it's time for my favorite rap of the day, and it has to do with Dodger dogs. So when I come in every single day, whether I'm hosting, myself filling in for John, or sitting with John Phillips, I scour every single local news website here in Southern California, in the Central Coast, in San Diego, and Northern California, because I think the real reporting that we see is in local news wraps. They do a much better job than the national news and social media on the things that are important that we care about. I mean, you know what the argument on Twitter is right now? That Superman might be into dudes. I don't understand how that is weird, but the fact that he's an alien from Krypton, that's not weird, and he was with Lois Lane, but that's the kind of nonsensical arguments that don't matter, just like the nonsensical arguments you hear on cable news and national shows. That doesn't matter. What matters is Southern California is in a frenzy right now because, hey, the Dodgers are still in this thing against the Giants. They're one game away from being eliminated, but they could still survive this thing. The wind actually might have thrown them off yesterday, but an even more bigger disaster was brewing. Thanks to CBS2's Joy Benedict, we're going to find out about it. Apparently, people were getting Dodger dogs by delivery, except the Dodger dog delivery app wasn't working. Oh, no! For more, let's go to Channel 2.
As we know, the Dodgers are getting ready for Game 3 of the Division Series. But if you can't make it to the stadium, you may still crave a Dodger dog. Well, one of our assignment desk managers did, and he tried to get some delivered. But the Postmates app said no drivers were available. And that was news to the businesses selling those Dodger dogs. So we decided to get to the bottom of it.
Now, obviously, if you've listened to my sports reports, I'm not a huge fan of any of it. But even when I've been to Dodger Stadium, even when they had that all-you-can-eat pass, I've had a Dodger dog or two. I mean, sure, you get the experience, but I wouldn't consider it in my top 5, top 10, or top 50 hot dogs. Not by a long shot. People have such a Jones for Dodger dogs, they're getting them delivered? Seems a little strange to me. And by the way, we're going to play a game here. Every time you hear a hot dog pun, well, don't take a shot, but take a little sippy.
Joy Benedict has the story you'll see only on 2.
Oh, Channel 4 didn't want to cover this?
Let's go, Dodgers!
Tis the season when the boys of summer become the men of fall, and fans can't get enough of the excitement, the games, and the Dodger dogs. But a digital disaster had some fans crying foul as Wienergate left some sizzling.
No. I don't know if we want to call this Wienergate. It's only been a few years, but I'm pretty sure Wienergate had to do with Anthony Wiener and his laptop. So maybe we could change and not call Wienergate. Somebody couldn't get their Dodger dog on Postmates. And she said Wienergate, and it left people sizzled. So that's two drinks back-to-back right there. Sip responsibly.
Wienergate left some sizzling.
If any of our brands shut off, it alerts us right away, and we didn't get any type of alert.
Christian Martinez is the director of operations for Bite to Bite, the exclusive maker of home plates. It's an online restaurant that serves all the Dodger staples from its 8 kitchens in Southern California.
Again, I understand the food at Dodger Stadium. It's not bad when you're at Dodger Stadium, but you have access to a lot much better hot dogs. You can go to Pink's, You can go to Carney's. You could make your own hot dog. You could do what I do and get sausages shipped from New Braunfels, Texas.
Christian Martinez is the director of operations for Bite to Bite, the exclusive maker of Home Plates. It's an online restaurant that serves all the Dodger staples from its 8 kitchens in Southern California. They were stocked up and ready to go, but the Postmates app said drivers weren't available all weekend.
Checking in with our tech team, we've been open the entire time. So not really sure where the glitch came from.
We tried again today, starting on the Dodgers website. It links to Postmates, and again, it said no drivers. The Dodger dog, unavailable.
For some
unavailable? Oh, no.
Unavailable.
For some reason, the apps were saying no drivers. Unfortunately, we don't run that part of it, so we were limited to what we could do for it, but we were very lucky to have some of those people convert to just coming and picking up.
The company, which has 27 brands of online restaurants, says they only saw a third of the deliveries they usually have on the weekends for Home Plates, and with this being the division series, they were expecting way more.
We do have drivers, absolutely. 100%.
And you are not out of Dodger Dogs.
We are absolutely not out of Dodger Dogs. We've actually stocked up because of the games coming up.
Aren't the Dodger Dogs not even farmer dogs anymore?
100%.
And you are not out of Dodger Dogs.
We are absolutely not out of Dodger Dogs. We've actually stocked up because of the games coming up. So we're ready to go.
Home Plate started back in August, and since then it has made more than 4,000 items for fans. Everything from Dodger Dogs, nachos, French fries, all the stadium favorites, except you get to eat them at home.
I don't know how well Dodger nachos with that nacho cheese with the Z at the end travels. I wouldn't think it travels very well.
Plate started back in August, and since then, it has made more than 4,000 items for fans. Everything from Dodger Dogs, nachos, French fries, all the stadium favorites, except you get to eat them at home.
A lot of people that are currently still a little weary about stepping outside really enjoy that. That's some of the feedback that we get. It's just like they kind of get to have that over at home.
And although Uber, which is the parent company of Postmates and Uber Eats, isn't sure what happened, they say they are trying to figure it out because a Dodger dog delivered may just be the recipe fans need to cheer this team to victory.
The recipe fans need. Okay, I missed a couple there, but I would say, you know, if you're home, you're already finished with your workday, you got to finish your drink. Thank you, Joy Benedict.
Recipe fans need to cheer this team to victory. Joy Benedict, CBS 2 News.
Well, maybe that's why they lost, because not enough people got their delivery Dodger dogs. You know, Doghouse is really good. You could get that. I just, Dodger dog is fine, but in the context of Dodger Stadium, you know, the food at Disneyland is fine, but in the context of it's at Disneyland, when you have the options of the entire culinary majesty that is Los Angeles, I think you could do a little better than Dodger Dogs. But hey, you know what? I've never been a diehard sports fan, so maybe I just don't understand. It's definitely possible. All right, we have got your lucky winner for Throwback Thursday. One lucky listener is going to choose the bumper music. Doesn't matter who it is, we live to serve. I mean, if they say, you know, play explicit music with a bunch of curse words, I can't do that. But almost anything else I can do. Spotify is pretty darn special. So let's go. Our lucky winner today is Dave in San Fernando. You're on the John Phillips Show.
Well, hi there. Congratulations to me.
All right, Dave. So what do we want to listen to on Thursday?
Well, I'm going to do a favor for all your listeners, and I'm going to ask for Leon Redbone.
Okay.
An unsung master of music.
Okay, so for the people like me who have never heard of Leon Redbone, who is Leon Redbone?
He plays old-fashioned New Orleans blues, jazz kind of stuff, updated versions of classic tunes. You'll just love him. You'll become an instant fan.
All right.
Maybe.
That sounds great. I am going to be listening to that all day tomorrow, and we'll be playing that as our bumper music on Throwback Thursday. Thanks so much for the suggestion, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
All right. There you go. Leon Redbone. I'm going to figure out who this is, and I'll get back to you in just a few minutes. It's the John Phillips Show. It's Randy Wang here till 3 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.